Governor Arebo Egaoyetola, who noted that the day was not just a day to rediscover hope amidst national challenges of today, tasks all Nigerians to commit themselves to the ideals of nationhood as perceived by the founding fathers.
Let us seize this day to recommit ourselves to the ideals of nationhood that is reflective of the vision of our forefathers by taking responsibility to create a society that works for all.
Governor Oyetola stressed that the fallen heroes through their exploits in the World War, peace support operations and internal security operations had made the nation proud and deserved to be honored. The chairman, Nigerian Legion, also stated, Comrade Abioye Oladipo explained that the end of the Nigerian Civil War on the 15th of January 1970 led to the Armed Forces Remembrance Day, calling on the federal government to pay war bonus to those that fought the war.
67, 68, 69, so before the war came to an end in 1970. And that is why what we are celebrating today, that is January 15th, 1970. That was the day the war came to an end. And that is what we are celebrating now.
Comrade Oladipo, however, commended the government for supporting members of the Legion when the needs arise. In her words, Matron, Nigerian Legion's wife, Osun State, Ms. Olamide Fagbemila, solicited more support for the families of the fallen heroes. During the event, which was attended by service chiefs, government functionaries, traditional and religious leaders, prayer was offered for the fallen heroes, their families, as well as peace of the nation. High point of the event was the 21-gun salute and lay of wreath at the cenotaph of the fallen heroes in honor and appreciation of their sacrifices for unity and peace of their fatherland. In Oshogbo, Abiodun Adewi, Radio Nigeria.